Welcome to Higher Calling Wildlife with award-winning wildlife journalist Chester Moore. From deep investigations to interviews with top experts, Higher Calling Wildlife is the place to get informed and inspired about all things wildlife.
Welcome to Higher Calling Wildlife. This is Chester Moore. Now we're going to venture into part two of our Wildlife X-Files. It's a fun way to kick off the year with one of the very favorite topics on the program, wildlife mysteries, and absolutely one of my favorite topics. It's really interesting. I can post a story about speckled trout fishing and get pretty good response in terms of views, clicks, shares, that kind of stuff. I can post one about monkeys in South Texas and hunters seeing them, and I get 50,000. It's really crazy. Of course, you can't do that all the time. It's a limited topic, but when you do dig into it, it's a lot of fun. And with the world going crazy out there, I wanted to really focus on a fun kickoff to the year here on News Talk 560 KLVI. Now, something that I'm getting a lot of photos of on game cameras sent to me are unusual cats. And we're not talking about mountain lions on the show or the Black Panther phenomenon, none of that stuff. I'm talking about cats that are spotted, some that are gray, some that are white, some got little stripes on them, all kind of stuff on game cameras. And people literally from around the nation are contacting me because of my work with wildlife. And they're seeing some cats that don't match up what they normally think of seeing. In fact, they're even seeing cats that don't match up what they think normally as would be an escaped house cat or a feral cat. What is happening is there are many, and I mean tens of thousands of cats in America, living in homes and also that have escaped and living out in the wild, that what I call designer cats. So, you know, you typically got, you know, your house cat, right? You know, you got little tabby cat. Some people have a Persian. Some people may have a Siamese. Different Maine Coons, a really big, pretty one. But they're what I call designer cats. And I'm talking about all kinds of shapes, sizes, and that kind of stuff. And the most popular of all these is one that our Kingdom Zoo Wildlife Center has three of. And that is a Bengal cat. Now, you're probably thinking Bengal. You're thinking tiger. No, we do not have tigers. A Bengal cat is a cat that was created for the domestic pet trade that originally was a hybrid of an Asian leopard cat and a domestic cat. I think it was a tabby or something like that. And an Asian leopard cat looks like an ocelot, but they live in like Indonesia. Really beautiful, smallish cat. Kind of looks like a cross between an ocelot and maybe a clouded leopard. And they bred these two and create a registerable domestic breed of cat that people have a lot of. We have Aussie, who is the standard color, which is kind of brown with the Asian leopard cat ocelot looking pattern. We have Rex, who is called a marble pattern. He's white and gray. Then we have Purity, who we've had for 8 years, and she is what's called snow leopard pattern, white with the perfect gray pattern of the original Asian leopard cat stock. Now, these cats are probably, you know, 20% Asian leopard cat. They're registrable domestic cats. Their behavior's not much different. Only thing is they jump a lot higher. They live in people's houses, but they look different. So I've gotten numerous game cam photos of people who have had Bengal cats walking in front of their game camera in the woods. And it makes sense. I mean, we've had regular old alley looking cats forever. We have these kind of cats escaping. Why not popping up in front of game cameras? Some of them are little batons, can be kind of tall, you know, like a big house cat size. And they look impressive with the spots, especially people like, what did I get on my game camera? So if you have an unusual looking cat on the game camera, it might be a Bengal cat. But there are other cats as well. There is the Asa cat. They bred this thing 3,000 different ways to try to get a cat that looks kind of like an ocelot pattern. They're very exotic looking cats. I mean, they're a little cat species that looks semi-cougar-like. A lot smaller, but if you saw them, like you might think someone shrunk a cougar for a second when you saw it. And the one that is rising in popularity, and I don't have one of these, I don't want one of these, but I know someone in Florida who has one, It is a Savannah cat. A Savannah cat is a hybrid of an African serval and a house cat. And an African serval is a small cat, but it's like one of the bigger small cats. They got tall legs. They got tall ears. They're spotted. They're absolutely gorgeous. You see some cool videos sometimes shared on Facebook and YouTube of these guys jumping out of the grasses in Africa and grabbing birds in the air. Incredible animals. I've interacted with servals many times. And they have hybridized these and created this Savannah cat, which, you know, the F1, which is the half domestic cat, half serval, looks a whole lot like a serval. Then your F2, F3, F4s all have different looks in them, but they retain some of the serval look. And of course, the further down you go, allegedly, the more domesticatable, the more chill out the cat is. I know for a fact that some of these have escaped. I have a video that I'll be posting on my YouTube channel soon of it's either an F1, in my opinion, or an actual serval that's out around a house. It's not here in Texas. And if you saw one of these in the wild, you would absolutely think you saw, you don't know, unless you knew what a serval was, you might think you saw an ocelot or something else. But these Savannah cats are now part of what we're seeing out there in the wilds of America. Domestic cats have a very high survival rate in the wild, and there is a huge feral cat population in America that kills many millions of birds, small mammals, reptiles, amphibians every year. It's a huge, huge problem to deal with, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it because it's sensitive. There are people who want to remove feral cats from land, and then people freak out because it's a cat. No one minds removing feral hogs, but a feral cat, people just lose their mind over. But the fact is, there are millions of feral cats in America, and now they're not just an old tabby cat or the old black alley cat or one of them old cool-looking gray cats. I always love the cool-looking gray ones with kind of the yellowish eyes. Nope, they're not those kind of cats. Now we have designer cats. And they look a lot more like wild cats. And there's something that I have absolutely seen, documented, shared. And I am the only journalist that I'm aware of that's talked about this happening in America. So it's kind of cool to be on the cusp of being able to identify this situation. And it's also good to be able to help people know what they saw. Not everyone is a wildlife expert. And I'm certainly not a domestic cat expert, but I have Bengal cats at our facility for kids to interact with because they're really sweet. They're domestic cats. And know a lot about the designer cats because I've researched it for this topic. And the one that really sold me on this was happening was down in San Patricio, Texas. A lady thought that she got an ocelot on her game cam. And for a second, I thought it was an ocelot. And I went, no, that's not quite an ocelot. And it clicked. It was one of the Bengal variants that's bred to look more like an ocelot. And we actually found out in that same county, there was a breeder who breeds that exact pattern Bengal cat. And this cat actually showed up a couple of times over the course of a year. It was feral, living in the wild out on the edge of their ranch. So a lot of different stuff out there in the wild. Don't necessarily think you're crazy because, hey, I saw what looked like an ocelot, but it was in like Port Arthur. Now, there are cats, I believe, that live way outside of where they're accepted range. And we'll talk about that maybe later this year. I don't know. But for right now, I can guarantee there's no ocelots up here. But there might be an ocelot, a designer breed. There are definitely Bengals running around. There may be Savannahs. Who knows what's out there on the wild landscape in Southeast Texas and beyond. This is all over the nation, people. I've had photos from Michigan and New York and Pennsylvania, Ohio, throughout Texas, Florida, all over the place. So if you have something you want me to identify on your game cam or anything cool, a photo or video, email chester@chestermoore.com. chester@chestermoore.com. Forget that. Go to higherkong.net. You can send me a message through there. Before we go, I'd like to talk to you about our Higher Calling Wildlife Outreach. Higher Calling Wildlife is an outreach of our Children's Kingdom Ministries. that's also connected to the Kingdom Zoo Wildlife Center and the Wild Wishes program. Our overall mission is to bring the love of Christ to hurting children through wildlife encounters. Higher Calling Wildlife does that specifically through expeditions to do photography and fishing in places like Colorado, Florida, Tennessee, and throughout Texas. If you would like to help this program, I know a kid that might benefit from it, go to higher calling.net and click on the youth outreach link, or go to kingdomzoo.com. You can learn more, connect us with a kid, and also you can donate. Tax-deductible donations. We appreciate your support.
Thanks for listening to Higher Calling Wildlife. Find us on Facebook at Higher Calling Wildlife, at The Chester Moore on Instagram, and our blog at higher calling.net. To contact Chester, email Chester at chestermoore.com.